What language did Jesus the Christ speak in? Aramaic, we think it was Aramaic, all right? Now, how many Aramaic Bibles have you seen? None, okay? So, do we have the actual words of Jesus the Christ? I mean, if you take it literally, nobody has the actual literal word for word what Jesus was saying because we don't have Aramaic Bibles. Actually, there's one fellow who tried to reconstruct what an Aramaic Bible might look like. But we don't have the Aramaic Bible. So, no, we don't have word for word what Jesus said. But do we have the teachings? Do we have the purport of the Scriptures? Yes, we do. And the reason we know that is because on number 3 on page 18, Baha'u'llah said so. Baha'u'llah said so. So is the Bible the Word of God? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do we have any reservation about that as Baha'is? No. Okay. Now, but neither do we say it's literally the word for word what Jesus said, because there is no Aramaic Bible, right? And most Christians are going to agree with you on that. There is no Aramaic Bible. Now, let's see, David, let's carry on. Number 8. On page 19 now, number 8, what Baha'is believe about Christianity.
The cause of Baha'u'llah is the same as the cause of Christ. When Christians act according to the teachings of Christ, they are called Baha'is.
They are called Baha'is. Okay, go ahead, David.
For the foundations of Christianity and the religion of Baha'u'llah are one.
The foundations are the same. Christianity is the Baha'i faith. The Baha'i faith is Christianity. If you have the barriers yourself, how can you remove them for your fellow believer in Christ? Yet we don't maybe all the time teach that way. We say the foundations of all the religions are one, but we teach from a different mindset. That's in fact what we do. Right? And therefore we do not effectively address 9 out of 10 of our seekers. Okay? Please, David.
The foundations of all the divine prophets and holy books are one. The difference among them is one of terminology only.
Go ahead, David. You want to read the commentary?
Therefore, Christianity is our religion too, and we are fellow believers in Christ and the Bible. The differences between Baha'is and Christians are in terminology only, which can be resolved by reinterpretation of the Bible for Christians to demonstrate the common foundation of Christianity and the Baha'i faith.
So sometimes we read something like this from Abdu'l-Bahá: the foundations of all the divine prophets and holy books are one. The difference among them is one of terminology only. And Baha'is kind of say, well, that sounds nice. That's, you know, that feels good. It's more than that, friends. It's literally true. It's word for word true. And what I'd like to do is, I know this is a big swallow for a lot of Baha'is. It's even a bigger swallow for our fellow believers in Christ. So what I'd like you to do for just a brief moment is turn to page 78. And what's been done here is we've taken all of these basic teachings that, I shouldn't say all, many of the basic teachings have been researched here. And the phrasing, for instance, the only way, this claim to exclusive right to guide people aright with the Word of God, that's in all the religions of God. It's not just the Christians who say Jesus Christ is the only way. All the religions say this. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to work through here with you on a comparative religion quiz. And the idea is we're going to read the writings and then from each of the scriptures, and then you're going to get a chance to guess and see if you can tell which religion the scripture is going to come from. And guess what? You're going to have a little struggle. You're going to have a little struggle doing that. Because all the religions of God have the same teachings and make the same claim. Now, from a Baha'i point of view, this is not worrying to us. But for most Christians, they've never, ever had this kind of material presented to them before. And I'm not suggesting we necessarily lead with this. But if you have somebody who's just insistent, sometimes comparative religion studies are very useful. And for the Baha'i community, it's very useful. The foundations are one, of all the religions of God are one, and they differ in terminology only. So David, maybe what we might do on page 78, let's have you read through all of the selections, and then we'll come back and see how people do at identifying which scripture they're from.
Okay.
Page 78, the only way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the path. There is no other that leads to vision. Whoso seeks guidance elsewhere, God will lead him astray. He that hath me not is bereft of all things. Turn ye away from all that is on earth, and seek none else but me. Abandoning all duties, come to me alone for shelter. There is only one religious way. This one way is that of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, the way of heaven, of light, and of purity, of the infinite Creator.
Okay, so number one, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes.
That was the easy one.
Yeah. John. It's John 14, verse 6. By the way, don't write on your handbooks because I'll give to you the answers here shortly. So keep these. These are very useful for giving Baha'i firesides. So don't write on your papers here. I'm sorry if I was a little late for some of you.
That was my fault.
Okay, number two.
I apologize.
Where is this one from? This is the path. There is no other that leads to vision. Very good. Buddha. Good. Number three. Whoso seeks guidance elsewhere, God will lead him astray. Islam. Very, very good. He that hath me not is bereft of all things. Turn you away from all that is on earth and seek none else but me.
Baha'u'llah.
Yes, the chorus here of Baha'is in the room. Baha'u'llah, you're exactly right. Number five, abandoning all duties, come to me alone for shelter. Hinduism.
Hinduism.
And finally, there is only one religious way, so forth. Zoroaster. Okay, now salvation. Now let's go through these one at a time in the interest of time. We won't read all the way through. And let's see if you can tell which religious scripture the writing comes from. Or which religion the scripture comes from.
I was born into the world as the King of Truth for the salvation of the world.
New Testament, right? It's got to be. New Testament. It's Buddha. Okay? Number two.
The Lord has made known His salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord.
That's got to be New Testament, right? It's Psalms. It's the Old Testament. So before Jesus the Christ comes, we have the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord. Okay? Go ahead, David.
We verily have come for your sakes and have borne the misfortunes of the world for your salvation.
That's got to be New Testament. That's Tablet of Baha'u'llah. Very good there.
The long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Got to be New Testament, right? That one is New Testament. David, I've got you wavering here, all right? Because they all sound so similar.
Leave all things behind and come to me for thy salvation. I will make thee free from the bondage of sin. Fear no more.
It's Hinduism. You could just slip that right into the New Testament and nobody ever noticed, right?
Well, some people would notice, yeah. Those who for me shall give heed and obedience to him shall attain integrity and immortality. O wise Lord, your kingdom of salvation let him who prays attain.
It's Zoroaster. Anytime you see O wise Lord, it usually is Zoroastrian. Zoroastrianism scripture. Okay, number seven.
To those who believe and work righteousness, for them will be gardens of eternity.
Islam. Very good. Okay, forgiveness of sins. You see, we're hitting right on these major topics. The only way, salvation, forgiveness of sins. Okay, David.
I will make thee free from the bondage of sins. Fear no more.
That's got to be New Testament. Got to be. It's Hinduism. It's Hinduism, okay?
Return ye to God and repent, that He, through His grace, may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins, and forgive your trespasses.
Pretty biblical. gleanings. It's Baha'i. Okay.
Busted.
All right. Number three.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Judaism, the Old Testament. So again, well before Christ comes, Jesus the Christ comes, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Are their sins forgiven? According to the Old Testament, they are. Okay? Number four.
Despair not of God's mercy, for all sins doth God forgive. Gracious, merciful is he. And return ye to your Lord, and to him resign yourselves.
Islam, very good.
Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven, the sons of men.
Christianity is Mark. Okay. Let's do a couple of more of these, and then we'll pass on the rest. Number 81 here, everlasting life.
Witness the reddening sunset. Witness the chariot of night as it drives on. Witness the moon as it waxes. Verily, ye too shall pass from stage to stage.
Islam. Okay, number two.
To one that is born, death is certain, and birth is certain for one that has died.
Hinduism, very good, Hinduism.
The day of death is better than the day of birth.
Judaism, Old Testament, Ecclesiastes. Number four.
Your gift is the life never dying, and continuous health your possession.
Zoroaster. Number five.
All the favors of God have been sent down as a token of his grace. The waters of everlasting life have, in their fullness, been proffered unto men.
New Testament. No, it's Baha'i. You see, but you are willing to believe me. You are willing to believe me. Okay, it's gleaning, page 34.
Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Yeah, New Testament, Christianity. You know, this is fun to do at a fireside with a lot of non-Baha'is present, because they really have a struggle, because much of it sounds New Testament. And that's the point. That is the point, okay? All right, let's do a couple of more. Unity of God, this is page 82.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
Christianity. Yes, Christianity. Okay.
But just how many gods are there? One.
Hinduism. There's a story. This boy is asking his dad, how many gods are there? There's 330 million. No. How many gods are there? Oh, there's 1,000. No. How many gods are there really? So finally it comes down to this statement. There's only one, and the rest are manifestations of his powers. All right, so you can look at Hinduism and you can find the oneness of God if you look. Now, the practice of the religion, the dominant practice of the religion, is something quite else again. But, you know, if a Hindu were to look at Catholicism, he would say, you know, there's at least three gods. Why are you giving me such a hard time? You know, all right, so, okay. But if we go to the books, the scriptures themselves, we can find a consistency of these basic teachings. Okay. Number three.
He is God alone, God the eternal, and there is none like unto him.
Islam.
Bear thou witness that verily he is God, and there is no God but him, the King, the Protector, the Incomparable, the Omnipotent.
Okay, the chorus now, yes. Tabla of Akmar, very good. Okay, number five.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me.
Judaism, it's Isaiah. Okay, this next one's valuable for a point, so let's go through this one. 83, God the Unknowable Essence.
Glory be to him, and high let him be exalted above that which they attribute to him.
Islam, okay.
Far, far from thy glory be what mortal man can affirm of thee, or attribute unto thee.
Gleanings, very good. Number three.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Judaism, Old Testament.
Close enough. There is no likeness of him whose glory is infinite.
Hinduism. Now look, there is no likeness of him whose glory is infinite. All those icons and, you know, figures. Okay, what does the scripture say? All right. Now, number five.
If number four had said, there is no likeness before him, behind him, above him, or below him, it would have been the Bayan.
Yes.
No one has seen God at any time. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form.
New Testament. New Testament. No one has seen God at any time. And you'll have the I'll give you the references. Can you wait for the microphone? Okay, here it is.
So why are all the Christians saying then, if this is in the New Testament, that Jesus is God?
Well, that's one of the points of the class, is that most Christians are unfamiliar with scriptural Christianity. And when you present the rest of the scriptures to them, it creates a great quandary, which you're there as a Baha'i to offer the insights of Baha'u'llah. So we'll get there.
So where are the New Testament?
We have that coming up. We have that coming up.
There is, O monks, an unborn, unoriginated, uncreated, unformed.
Buddhism. Buddhism. Now, you know, the attack on Buddha is from Christian circles is that this is a godless religion, these Buddhists. It's a godless religion. It's one of those Eastern things, you know. Like Christianity is from the Bronx, you know. Okay. But what Buddha says is, don't ask me about questions you can't understand the answers to. But what do the writings say? He clearly points out there is something more and beyond that you have any comprehensions to talk about. Okay? That's God. Okay. Okay. Let me just pass on number page 84. It's the quest for peace. But let me just say that all the religions teach that one should pursue peace among all humanity. Okay. Let's do number page 77. That's progressive revelation. Go ahead, David.
Whenever there is a decline in righteousness and a rise of unrighteousness, then I send forth myself for the protection of the good, for the destruction of the wicked, and for the establishment of righteousness. I come into being from age to age.
It's Baha'i, right? No, it's Hindu. You're right. It's Hindu. Okay, the point is you're supposed to have a struggle with this. You're supposed to. Because the same teaching, the same principle is in all the books of God. Okay, here we go. The next one has a good clue.
I am not the first Buddha who came upon the earth, nor shall I be the last. In due time, another Buddha will arise.
New Testament, right? Okay, number three.
Think not that I have come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Christianity, right. Number four.
Verily we have sent thee with the truth, a comforter and a warner. And there is not a people, but a warner hath not passed among them.
Islam. Very good. Number five.
Indeed, no religion shall we ever inaugurate unless it be renewed in the days to come.
That's a tough one. It's Baha'i. Okay. Number six.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old and from everlasting.
Whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. It's Old Testament. It's Old Testament. Okay. But it's there. So when Abdu'l-Bahá says that they differ in terminology only, you can go to the holy books, find the terminology, and find they agree. All right. Okay. So, now, let me have you turn, if you would, to page number 20. And what we're going to do is we're going to briefly look at some of the basic Christian teachings. And we're going to find that those same teachings are in our own Baha'i writings. And what I'd like you to do then is turn to page 20. And David, if you want to read the Christian doctrine, I guess you could say, on the left, and then the Baha'i quotes on the right, we're going to find that Baha'is are extremely orthodox in their basic beliefs with regard to Christian doctrines, most Christian doctrines.
Regarding atonement, we have borne the misfortunes of the world for your salvation. He, in truth, has offered his life as a ransom for the redemption of the world.
You could slip that into the New Testament and no Christian would notice. But that's how our Baha'i writings speak. All right? We have a comment here.
Just a question. The his here is the Bab? Is Christ?
In ultimate sense, and we're going to come to this, it's all of the manifestations of God. All of them have offered their life. Well, let's just think for a moment now. God speaks. David, raise yourself up. Take my word to the people. You will be tortured. You will be poisoned. You will live in abject poverty. Your family will suffer. You will give up all of this earthly wealth and life of comfort. There is nothing in it for you. Have a good day. Now, all of them know that this is going to be a life of utter and complete sacrifice. They know that going into it. What happens when God speaks to Muhammad? What does he do? He hides in the skirts of his wife. All of the manifestations take time. Christ goes into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Baha'u'llah goes into the mountains of Sulaymaniyya to steel oneself for what they know is coming. There is nothing in it for them. It is complete sacrifice of everything. What does Christ say before he's to be martyred? Take this cup from me, if it be your will. But since it's otherwise, okay. That's the ransom for our salvation. What's the other choice? Christ could have said, I take it all back. Let's forget the whole thing. Please excuse me. They know what's coming, but yet they take this on. For who? For us. Okay, repentance.
Wherefore, hearken ye unto my speech, and return ye to God, and repent, that he, through his grace, may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins and forgive your trespasses.
Repentance is a law in the Akdos. Is a law, repentance.
Regarding the Christian belief before deeds.
Now, very few Baha'is raised their hand this morning that as Baha'is you believe in belief before deeds. But look what our writings say.
David, that doesn't count because you were at summer school. Okay. All right. On the day of his manifestation, unless thou truly believest in him, naught can save thee from the fire, even if thou performest every righteous deed.
Even if thou performest every righteous deed.
Since deeds are secondary to faith in him.
Okay, so what's more important, faith or deeds? Now, this is a little bit of a challenge for most Baha'is. Because oftentimes the Christian will formulate this and say, I have faith, my sins are forgiven, it doesn't matter what I do. You're not forgiven, because you're not a Christian. That may be one formula in which, but that's not what the book says. That's not what the Bible says. It isn't in there. It isn't in there. Paul says quite the opposite. Now, you don't have this. I'll read it to you. This is Paul. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, shall we just sin away so God can keep forgiving us and we get all that much more grace? By no means. And in some Bibles it says, God forbid. How can we who have died to sin still live in it? For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law. Law means Torah. Torah means law. Since you are not under the Torah, the old dispensation, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Keeping God's commands is what counts. keeping God's commands is what counts. It's 1 Corinthians. Now, in the Baha'i writings, how does the Akdas start out? What's the opening lines of the Akdas? The twin duties. All right? The first duty prescribed by God for His servants is the recognition of Him who is the dayspring of His revelation. Faith is the first duty. Recognition. And the fountain of His laws, who representeth the Godhead in both the kingdom of His cause and the world of creation. The Godhead, who represent the Godhead. Whoso achieveth this duty hath attained unto all good. And whoso is deprived thereof hath gone astray, even though he be the author of every righteous deed. It behooveth everyone who reaches this most sublime station, this summit of transcendent glory, to observe every ordinance of Him who is the desire of the world. These twin duties are inseparable. Neither is acceptable without the other. But what comes first? Faith. How do you know what deeds to do? Recognition of the manifestations, to know what is the will of God. Then deeds are necessary. The essence of faith is the fewness of words and abundance of deeds. Keeping God's commands is what counts. There is absolute consistency. Okay? So, in some regards, some Christian communities focus on the faith to the exclusion of the deeds, and the Baha'is kind of want to hold on to the deeds. So, this is one area that I think, looking at both of our Holy Scriptures, we find wonderful consistency. Okay, as we do on all of these Christian teachings. So, let's move ahead. On everlasting life, go ahead, David.
All the tokens of God have been sent down as a token of His grace. The waters of everlasting life have, in their fullness, been proffered unto men.
Okay, and then sonship and divinity of Jesus, we read that. Promised day has come. Baha'is accept that. Virgin birth, divine inspiration of the gospel, personal God, that's in lights of guidance. Christ is without sin. We accept all of that. Now, the Trinity.
It isn't in there. Oh, I'm sorry. The Trinity. Then he, Abdu'l-Bahá, explained the puzzling question of the Trinity and demonstrated the Trinity not only exists in every religion, but in philosophy as well.
Okay. Now, let me read to you something. And I would ask you, if you do not see this as wonderfully biblical. And what we're going to find is, again and again and again, Abdu'l-Bahá will go ahead and take the whole issue and sum it up in a few words and make it clear. This throughout this whole handbook, that's what we're going to see. Now, here are the words of Abdu'l-Bahá. Then he, Abdu'l-Bahá, explained the puzzling question of the Trinity and demonstrated from both a scientific and religious standpoint that Trinity not only exists in every religion, but in philosophy as well. In the Mosaic dispensation, there was the Elohim, the I Am, the burning bush, and Moses. In Christianity, the Father, the Holy Ghost, and the Son. In Islam, Allah, Gabriel, and Muhammad. In philosophy, we say the mover, the motion, and the moved. The cause of causes, the cause and the mover, the motion and the moved. I'm sorry. The cause of causes, the cause and the effect. The illuminator, the illumination, and the illuminated. The creator, the creation, the created. The teacher, the knowledge, the student. The giver of bounty, and the recipient of the bounty. In principle, every religionist believes in this explanation, insofar as it applies to the founder of his own faith. But when the same principle is applied to the founder of another religion, he refuses to accept it. Thus, while they agree as to reality, they disagree in mere names and historical personalities.